What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and I'm at Danger Studios here in Coral Springs, Florida, on a beautiful, balmy Tuesday afternoon. It's about 185 degrees out here in Florida. I'm here with Mr. Peter Leonard.
And that's a big deal because why?
I don't know. And, of course, Elgin David.
Yeah, hell, what is up?
And this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Welcome, everybody. And I had an interesting day, you know?
Yeah, what happened?
Tell us about it.
I just got into this little discussion on Facebook. I'm getting sick and tired of these people posting these videos of the cops beating the shit out of people who happen to be bad people.
They don't just walk up to people and just hit them, you know? Right?
I mean, the way people post some of these videos, you would think the person was just walking down the street and the cop says, you know what, I'm just going to fuck with this person, and just tries to handcuff him, beat the shit out of him for no reason.
They attacked a rabbi. Did you see that?
Well, they didn't attack it. I saw the rabbi walk backwards, right?
Yes, he walked backwards. Which right? In all fairness, it's like the Jews read right to left. He walked backwards. You know, it's typical of a Jewish guy would do that.
Well, they asked him to walk backwards.
Oh, they did ask him?
Yeah, they said, please walk backwards.
Oh, I didn't know that part of it.
Wait, so what happened with... I didn't hear the story.
It was on video. It was one of the videos. They had a rabbi.
They beat him up?
I didn't see that part. I just saw that, you know...
They cut his beard off.
No, they did.
Total disrespect.
Don't be an ass.
They held him down and shaved
him. You're
just
one of these people that are starting to start shit.
Well, you know, that's my middle name. But they start, you know... No, I'm kidding. But so what did you see? What was big in your world?
No, I'm just saying that in this particular video, there's a Spanish guy being pulled out of his home, and his wife is screaming at them, you don't have the right to do... I love when somebody says, you don't have the right to arrest... Like, you can't tell a cop he doesn't have the right to arrest somebody.
He can do anything.
You know what I mean? the guy is sitting there, and he's like, I'm not resisting. Meanwhile, he's not letting the cop put the cuffs on him.
That's resisting.
He said, that's resisting.
Right.
And he says, I'll walk out on my own. No, you don't get that fucking option. You don't get when the cops go to your home and they go to detain you in any sense, right?
Uh-huh.
You gotta comply. Okay, listen, you're gonna arrest me because once they pull the cuffs out, that means you're being arrested.
Yeah,
there's charges that have been there's reason to believe
uh-huh.
that a law has been broken.
Yeah,
they don't just put the cuffs on you.
No,
if they're asking you questions,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Well,
and usually for the safety of everybody, let's put the cuffs on you.
Behind your back, by the way, not in front of you, like these morons, they cuff you with the hands in
right.
front. The perp walk, you know, and they put their coat over them.
And it was a comic, it was another comic at Indianapolis,
mm-hmm.
and the thing I hate about this is these fucking hoople heads, you know, these types of videos.
What does that mean?
These videos, know. They embolden hoople people heads. To question authority, like cops.
Right.
And that's how people get hurt. They think they have law degrees. And like this guy's getting, he's like, I'm not resisting. Meanwhile, he's fighting the cop. I'm not resisting. And the cop, you know, they're trying to struggle to get the fucking cuffs on the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, the lady's yelling at him with the phone, like, you don't have the right to do that. Then the son, who's like 14, big little fat Mexican kid,
mm-hmm.
starts going after the cops to protect his dad.
Oh, boy.
And he's a minor. You don't have the right to do that.
No.
Guess what? I don't care if you're fucking 12. If you go after the cop, they're gonna punch you. They're gonna tase him. Yeah.
Fuck it. Take a taser out.
Little porky bastard.
Yeah, man. Fucking throw him in juvie for the night. Let him get raped. Then see if you'll fucking attack.
Oh, my God.
See if you'll attack a cop the next day.
That's the real
they like the fat kids in the juvie.
Peter would know.
Oh, my God.
I'm not fat, though.
No, but he would like the fat, you know.
Yeah,
anyway.
Well, listen, I'm not gay. It's the guy behind me. So
terrible.
So all I'm saying is, and the guy posted on here goes, oh, are you trying to say that there's not police brutality? I'm not trying to say there isn't, but I'm saying in this particular fucking video,
mm-hmm.
it isn't. You know, you have a kid. Of course, the cops are going to try to grab the kid because the cops
mm-hmm.
are trying to arrest the dad, and the kid's trying to keep the cops from arresting the dad.
Right, and they'll pull a gun.
That's
out of
interfering.
A holster, and they'll shoot. They'll
do whatever. You don't know what the fucking kid's going to do.
Because they're idiots.
Did he look like a kid?
That kid was big.
But I'm saying, could you have mistaken him for an adult in a fast-paced situation?
No.
Pumped up on adrenaline.
And that would have been a good reason to shoot him. A cop could use that as an excuse. That's good.
Yeah, the kid had a mustache. Like, yeah, he was 12. Well, he's Italian.
The cop's got a magic marker. He's drawing a fucking, little line on his fucking mustache.
Instead of planting a gun, they put a fake mustache on.
Right. I thought he was 8.
That's a funny part.
You walk around with those little fake mustache.
You shot him. He was only 8. He had a mustache. Anyway, all I'm saying is enough of this fucking.
Someone will be telling
everybody
that this
on everybody on Facebook is like, they're trying to like, and that's my biggest problem with it. It's like. You know, everybody's getting all, riled up, and they see a video and shit. I thought it was a really funny video I saw on Facebook where looks like some black guy on a bike is in an argument with some white guy who's filling up his van truck. I think you saw it because I think he posted something on it. And, he's putting shit in his work truck. He's like and the guy, they're arguing about something. I don't know what it was. And they're arguing like, fuck you, motherfucker. And the black guy's throwing the N-word out. And the other guy's just like, whatever. And the guy walks away. And the black dude on the bike runs and breaks the guy's rear window in the van.
Right. He just smashes with
a hammer or a brick or whatever. Right. And then the guy comes from around the car, the white working dude, I'm saying working, but not because he's white and I'm racist. I'm saying because he had all his tools and shit.
Right.
And he, that's the thing.
Somebody will say he's a burglar.
Yeah, somebody will say, you're just saying he's white because he's working, he's a racist. No, because he had fucking tool belt.
No, out of context, that would sound terrible if you just said.
Right.
But listen. But we know what you're saying, Dougie.
So the guy.
Tell the story.
So the guy opens up the back of the van, grabs like, I don't know.
A bongo.
It's like a bongo?
It was a bongo.
I thought it was like a lamp. It was just big wooden.
A bongo, dude.
And he took it, and the guy was trying to get back on his bike, and he ran behind him and bonked him on the fucking head and knocked him unconscious.
The guy gets on his bike.
I have to see this.
And he takes like, he's like, takes that first, it's almost like watching a receiver, right? like an incomplete pass.
Yeah.
They take the first two steps, and then they drop it. Well, this guy gets on the bike, doesn't see the guy running up behind him, and just smashes him in the back of the head, and he and the bike go sprawling onto the thing.
He falls like a brick.
He's done.
Where can I see this video? Because that's hilarious.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny.
It's instant karma by way of conga drum.
Hold on. Man hits bicyclist on head with bongo. Video.
I hope it's there.
Oh, probably. Yeah. Let's see.
We'll try not to.
That's hilarious. You can say into your phone. That's technology's crazy.
It is great.
Man with bongo. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah. Any rate, that was my interesting thing. The funny thing was the guy responded back to me, saying like, I guess this doesn't exist.
Uh-huh.
Ready to get in an argument with me.
Yeah, over
that. And I'm like, please. Look, dude, know the fucking laws, okay?
Right.
I don't care whatever happened. If a cop walks in this door right now and grabs me and says, you coming with me? I'm like, what the fuck? What did I do? Mm-hmm. I'm at least going to ask that. What did I do? What's wrong? I don't
right.
know. And the guy says, put your hand. All right.
Yep.
What am I going to? Does anybody actually think the cops go, oh, you're right. I'm sorry. I got the wrong fucking person.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean? Uh-huh. I mean, use your fucking head.
Yeah. It's just ridiculous, man. What people expect.
Anthony Marino, my buddy from high school, Fat Dog,
what
says, I support pole dancers. Well, it's a lot better than supporting pole smokers.
And the pole supports the pole dancers, too.
Yes, it does support them sometimes.
Yep.
Let's say them fat chicks in those truck stop strip clubs.
Mm-hmm.
Last night we had Monday Night Football, which had the lowest ratings.
Oh, did it? Well, the teams.
Really?
Listen, I watched that game. I was watching the Yankee game. During the commercial, I flip over. It's 2-0 Chicago.
Right.
I'm going, 2-0. What's that? Somebody hit a single with a guy on base?
It looked like a soccer game.
What the fuck
it
is that?
It was 3-2 when I put it on.
Yeah, 3-2, right. It's what is that?
It looked like a soccer game.
Right. So, in the meantime, then about an hour later, somebody scored a touchdown. But it was the worst football ever, executed.
Monday Night Football ratings hit season's low as the Vikings win against the Bears.
Yeah.
And now they understand that the NFL owners are to discuss policy on standing for the anthem. The NFL owners are getting together and to make everybody stand during the national anthem.
Mm.
What do you think of that?
I don't know, man. Somebody made a point the other day and said, when you're at home watching the game at home,
do you stand up?
Right.
Yeah.
No, but I'm not there. I don't have a flag to look at.
Right.
You know what I mean? If you're in the presence,
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You're there.
I totally agree. You know, I stand up, man. I was a vendor at Yankee Stadium for 4 years as a kid. Half the time, I would put my tray down and shit because it's fucking heavy. But I stood, man, every national anthem. I stopped.
Everybody wants to keep saying that. Listen, it's not that they're disrespecting the country. It's not that they're disrespecting the military. Whatever. We get it. I understand. It is a protest against racial divide or racial discrimination by the police department.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, the reason why a majority of the American public, and especially white people, don't follow it, is because the way some of these football players act, like when Kaepernick had the pigs, the police and his pigs on his socks. When another football player on Instagram has a black man cutting the throat of a police officer,
mm-hmm.
The problem is it kind of looks like they are not just protesting racial divide or discrimination, but they're also protesting the police.
And violence and murder.
And I told this fucking moron today on Facebook, I go, look, why don't you post a video of one of the 1,500 police officers that were killed in the line of duty this year?
Thank you. You're right.
Why don't you post the thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of arrests, whatever are made, of bad people? Why don't you put, you know what I mean?
Listen, it's the same thing as this. Listen to this. You know what the stats are with this Las Vegas thing last weekend? 59 dead, 500 shot.
Right.
Guess what? Last month in Chicago.
How many?
65 dead, 800 wounded.
Right.
So, you know, talk to me about gun violence. One guy with a fucking thing. You can't stop one lone fucking lunatic. You can't. I mean, I don't know how they could have prevented that shit other than how does a guy get up into an elevator with 30 fucking rifles 100 times up and down an elevator carrying fucking ammunition? I don't know.
Well, that, you know.
However, you know you can step up police presence. You can have gun control. You could have in Chicago. You could have a 10 o'clock curfew. You could do something. You got to do something.
What you can have
to stop this violence.
What you have in Chicago is corruption. What you have in Chicago is just a shitty village.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Here's the problem.
They won the World Series.
Listen, I am. I don't believe any. I cry when I see any innocents hurt or killed. I teared this morning when I saw somebody posted that fucking photo of these two white idiot young teenagers who cut the ears off a fucking puppy. I don't know if you saw that video, that photo of some poor dog sitting there looking at its fucking ears on the ground with these two hoople-headed kids that thought they'd cut the fucking dog's ears off. You know, that makes me upset.
I'm about to vomit.
That's so, I didn't see so that. Mad.
Dude, I just got so fucked
me too.
I was thinking of that I want to take those kids and fucking carve them up, man. I swear to Christ.
Didn't you feel yourself balling up your fist?
I swear to God, dude, my hair and my arms.
There's actually a warrant. There's a reward for these kids. And
just snip their fucking ears off.
So any,
you're not kidding, man.
So any innocence.
Cut their dick off.
You're not even in the picture there, buddy. You're not even in the you.
How am I not in the picture?
Get up here, man. I'm close.
You gotta scoot up.
How am I? Look, I'm in it right here.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Who cares about that anyway? We're fucking on the radio.
Yeah, I know.
Or not radio, but you know.
Don't pay attention to Elgin.
So I'm upset if any innocent life gets hurt or.
Oh God.
So that's not the problem. So, but again, the thing is that of all the things you want to protest, this is not the biggest issue to be concerned with.
Mm-hmm.
There's countless number of things that need attention. I would think in the black community that need attention to be fixed.
Right.
Than this.
Like fucking cool cigarettes are now up to $9 a pack, man.
Yeah.
They got to lower the price of fucking Newports and cool.
Listen, that's shit about none of these fucking NFL people.
Right.
We talked a little bit about Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, man. Listen, all this stuff's came out today.
Yeah, the floodgates are opening on this
fucking Bill guy. Cosby called him an amateur, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. He said,
should have put him to sleep.
Yeah, that's bullshit. How many you do? No, that's nothing.
How crazy is it, though?
Now the big
problem. Angelina Jolie came out.
Yeah.
I saw that.
He tried to be.
Now, who wouldn't, though? Who wouldn't?
Oh, I mean, I'd fucking hit her with a brick.
Yeah.
Oh,
I would hit her with a bongo. Yeah.
But you know what?
But this one particular woman, Donna Karan.
Yeah. Oh,
is getting heat because she said the women were asking for it. Now you're an actor. You've been on some of these. Like in other words,
yeah.
If these are women that are trying to get on role, they're actually expecting to. You know, it's an old Hollywood thing. Like you got to sleep with a casting agent, right, to fucking get the part.
That's what they say. It's called the casting couch.
That's right.
That's how I get most of my roles, Dougie.
I know chicks who walk in with a condom on their forehead to do a read.
Really.
Mm-hmm. You just tape a condom right to their forehead.
I bet they get the part.
Yeah. The big part.
Now, nobody asks to be raped. Nobody, but
well, I do. I mean, I beg chicks, please.
Of course nobody asks to be raped.
So how do you feel about that, that this woman says that these women knew what they were getting into, that they were asking for it? Now, like even the case with Cosby, there's some people that said like, you know, they knew he was a star. They may have known this. They, you know, they said, ah, you know what? But it's Bill Cosby. How can I pass down a moment to hang out with Bill Cosby?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because they didn't know they were going to get raped, drugged and raped.
Right.
And then if they had known that, you know, reputation. See, but the thing about this Weinstein guy, he's been paying people off for 20 years. They found out that in 1995, he was almost brought up on charges, blah, blah, blah. He's investigated. Right. Somebody claimed, and they've been writing checks for this guy for, and they don't know if it's his personal money, studio money, but, you know, and Cosby bought up some broads too, but I guess not enough. Cosby had 15 chicks he raped, you know, this guy.
Well, that was part of the deal with him. They said that some people already settled out of court, then it came back.
Right. Right.
It came back to, you know, like, hey, you can't
you
come back.
You promised not to rat me out. I wrote you a check and gave you a box of Jell-O pudding.
Any rate. So that's that, you know, just trying to open the show with some basic discussion.
Mm-hmm.
I thought this was interesting. I don't know if you saw this, but George Foreman challenges Steven Seagal to a no holds barred fight.
Yeah, you see Steven Seagal's hair, by the way.
It looks like it's painted.
It looks like
he likes Ming the Merciless from fucking Flash Gordon.
Yeah, it looks like you just took like a just his head and then painted a V. Into a ponytail.
Yeah, he looks like part Gene Simmons, part fucking Dracula.
Yeah, he looks pretty.
He
bad,
looks ridiculous.
Man.
And he's got, you know, it's funny when you see these people. A lot of times at the gym, you see these people that are like these old guys at the gym that like they dye their hair black.
Yeah.
You know, and their eyebrows and shit are gray.
Right. Their chest hair is gray. Yeah. Everything is gray.
And the fucking, it's so black.
Right.
And
it's
one
too
guy,
black.
And then one guy, this weird guy, one guy came to the gym, his eyebrows were gray, and his hair was all black, like jet black.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then a couple days later, I guess a few days later, a week later, he comes back and now his eyes are dark. He looked like Groucho Marx.
Right.
I mean, he looked like he had caterpillars on his in his eyes.
Yeah, you can't do it just straight color. You got to put some highlights and some lowlights. That's the difference between getting your hair done from a salon.
Look at Dougie.
Or when the people do it themselves, they fuck it up.
Listen, I'll admit, I get a little bit of a, you know, my wife takes a little bit of the gray out. I get a little, you know.
She told me.
Yeah.
I'm too far gone.
Touches it up a little bit.
I'm too far gone.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't have that much. Now, it's interesting. I don't know what's happening. Am I getting younger or not? But it just stays. I don't have to do it that often.
Right. Well, your hair's not growing as fast. That's why.
Yeah. Summer grows fast.
It grows faster. I learned that today, getting a haircut from Kaylin, the beautiful Kaylin, by the way, called 561.
Yeah, my wife,
Kaylin.
Wild Orchid,
corner Paroline and Palmetto in Boca Raton. She told me during the summer the humidity opens up the pores in your head and makes your hair grow faster. Did you know that, Elgin?
I did not know that.
Yep, it's the humidity.
Like the grass in your yard. It grows faster.
So do you think our hair grows longer, faster here in Florida than it does in New York?
Because there's more humidity?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's humid in New York, too.
So we should have more hippies
here. But not all
year
long.
We should have a lot more hippies here in Florida.
It's not humid here all year long, dude. It's humid here for 4 or 5 months.
It's a lot longer here than it is anywhere else.
So it's your hair. and my cock.
So let's get back to George Foreman. Who do you think would win, George Foreman or Steven Seagal?
Well,
it's not a boxing match. It's no hole. Whatever they want.
Oh, fuck Steven Seagal.
Yeah, I think so. I think George would end up getting a George Foreman grill shoved up his ass.
He's very big and fat, though, man. He's fucking like 6.
Who, Steven Seagal?
No, George Foreman.
But he's a tough man.
But it's hard to knock a guy down like that big.
Yeah, well, you know, you don't need to knock somebody down when you could just grab their arm and throw them to the fucking ground and break it.
And they're both pretty big.
Yeah, they're both big dudes.
Yeah, Seagal got fat, too, huh?
But he, I mean, tall, really too. They're both tall. They're both.
Is Seagal that tall?
Yeah, he's like 6'3", 6'4".
Is he really?
Yeah. He's a tall dude.
I didn't know that.
Has to be, dude.
He's gotten fat.
Yeah.
He wears those glasses and he talks. I think he lives in Russia now.
Yes, I think he does.
He's like Russian Putin. Yeah. Putin.
Yeah, he's living
Putin
in
my ass.
What, he's so interesting. Putin my ass.
Fucking Steven Seagal. I think he'd, I don't know. That's as stupid a fight as that.
Where's this going to take place? Well, what type of ring? Is it going to be an MMA cage, a boxing ring?
I don't know why. I guess because he's back Trump, you know, and maybe George Foreman obviously doesn't like him for some reason.
But will he stand for the national anthem before the match? See, that's the big
George question. Foreman wants to go the distance with Steven Seagal. The 60-year-old boxing legend used Twitter to challenge 65-year-old action movie star to a 10-round fight in Las Vegas.
He's not allowed to hit him. It's actually it's a felony. Match. It's a felony.
One-on-one, I use boxing. You can use whatever you want, Foreman tweeted.
Wow.
He later clarified it would be hand-to-hand combat only with no weapons allowed and suggested that the battle could be broadcast on pay-per-view. I would watch that. I would. Pay, I don't care. I'd pay $100 to watch that fucking fight.
Would you really? Could it last like a half a minute if somebody has a heart attack?
Whatever.
Stroke.
It would just be fun. Wouldn't it be funny to watch one of them have a fucking heart attack?
Yeah. The guy lifts his hand back. He gets so fucking scared. The other guy strokes out.
Oh, my God. That would be hilarious wouldn't to watch it? Someone die. You guys are terrible.
It is not clear what prompted Foreman to lay down the gauntlet to the Under Siege star. Has something to do with Seagal's recent comments of National Football League players who protest by taking a knee during the national anthem. And here's the thing. There was a lady on ESPN. She got suspended for 2 weeks by ESPN.
She sure did.
She came out and suggested that people should boycott the people that advertise for the Dallas Cowboys because the owner of Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones, basically said, and he's been saying it since day one, this is America's team. You got to stand.
Yes.
And he's now being accused of affecting their rights or just
He told them you don't have to fucking stand, but you stay in the locker room or in the tunnel,
right?
If you come out in the sideline, you're standing up. So that was cool. You don't want to fucking stand up.
Do whatever you want. Right. Stand up, fucking stand
go,
in there.
Right, go. Yeah, you want to go kneel inside? Kneel where nobody can fucking see you.
Yeah,
prick.
Yeah, just get the fuck out.
I just miss football when it was about watching football.
But don't you think it was about head injuries? Like with this woman,
like now it's all about are they going to kneel or stand?
This woman got suspended for 2 weeks. Okay. She's made other comments in the past. She said it's a racist thing, but it's not if there are white and black players that are kneeling. So how could you just make it that? You know, this is my point. You know, you want to people to support the protest,
right?
But you're not going to acknowledge that white people support the protest and white people support white players support it, and you're still calling it a racist thing. It's against those who kneel,
right?
Whether you're white or black, those who choose the way it works, you can't say that it's a racist thing,
no,
because there's white players and black players kneeling.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
There was actually a video of a player from the Kansas City Chiefs screaming out "fuck you" to everybody that were booing when they were booing him during the when they were kneeling during the national anthem. He's like he's walking at the crowd going "fuck you, fuck you."
Was he really?
That's it. Keep saying that to the audience, the people that pay you, you fucking idiot.
And one of those redneck Kansas City motherfuckers will follow your ass home one day and blow your brains out with your anti fucking gun and anti shit thing. Watch, I'm telling you, man. There's lunatics out there.
Do you think? Listen, I mentioned it at the beginning part of the show that the NFL owner said that, look, everybody's going to have to eventually stand.
Right.
Because the NFL owners know that the game is losing interest.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like on Facebook. We mentioned like comics making all the... I have unfollowed every comic I know that if you go to their Facebook and all they do is post shit about Trump and political shit or one way or the other,
right.
Nothing funny, everything is political shit.
Get rid of it.
Write a fucking joke. I don't give a shit. Like this guy, this fucking hooplehead today, that you know, with that fucking video, unfollowed. Unfollow you.
Listen.
You have lost I no longer have any interest if you're gonna keep posting shit that's gonna try to rile up everybody.
Keep two Facebooks if that's the case. If you want to have your professional Facebook, have your personal Facebook.
I've been thinking about that, by the way.
Well, I thought you did have a couple of different
I got the fan page.
Right.
At the Always Dangerous Dougie Almeida.
Right.
And I got Dougie Almeida.
Right. So keep your business, your postings, your stuff for your comedy on one.
Right.
Or come up with Dougie Comic. Dougie Comic Almeida.
Dougie Comic,
or something, you know what I mean? But make one Dougie Comic Almeida, one Dougie Almeida, and then you have your, you know, so your friends and, you know, grandma, she can look at your pictures and all that stuff and post it to the kids and the grandkids. You know, that's a different thing. So... But anybody who is stupid enough on a business type of, if they're any kind of entertainer, to put a...
Right.
My friend is an orthodontist in Boca. He's very successful. He's a huge name, Larry Kawa. This guy has the corner of Glades and fucking and 441, where Toys R Us was. He's got like 9 bays in this thing now, you know, with every orthodontics for kids and then all this shit. But the guy was... a huge supporter of Alan West at one point. I loved Alan West.
Republican guy, former military guy.
Right, who turned out to be a lunatic.
He's a little bit of a loon.
And I called, and he put stuff on his Facebook about this, Alan West. And I'd say, listen, Larry, you know, nothing political goes on your Facebook when you're a prominent orthodontist, and children and parents, people send their kids to your office. They're going to look at your Facebook, look for you. And they see all this fucking ranting and raving, and you're in Washington, and you're doing all this shit, and he finally did what I he unfriended me.
Here's the thing about it. By the way, speaking of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg is taking heat because he's trying to use his Oculus thing. So he did a tour.
What is that?
It's like Oculus. You put this thing on.
It's like virtual reality. But immersive, like you're in it.
Right. So he actually had a tour, like these two avatars, him and somebody else, were going through Puerto Rico. And people...
Before the hurricane?
Now, here's the thing. There are people that are criticizing him for, like, how dare you... take advantage of the poor people of Puerto Rico. And it's like everybody just wants to point the fucking finger at everybody. What about the fact that maybe he's trying to draw attention to the fucking damage?
Right.
Everybody keeps saying, oh, nobody knows. We're not getting enough fucking shit over here.
Well, it's cheap to film,
the guy from Mark Zuckerberg goes in there and uses something to show how to use this thing, and people can be anywhere in the world by using it. And now they're giving the guy shit. Oh, that's so distasteful because he's showing what the streets of Puerto Rico look like and the fucking devastation.
Right. And here's what I think. He could have given, here's a poor Puerto Rican. Puerto Rican, Elgin, right?
Yes, I am.
Here you are. You're in Puerto Rico. You're post-hurricane. You speak very little English. You're hungry. You're thirsty. I give you these glasses to put on. And now you could pretend that you're eating a big sandwich,
you're
drinking
asshole.
A Pepsi. Yes. No, serious.
I don't. It's not funny to me because there are people in Puerto Rico that are starving right now.
Right. So this guy could have brought supplies.
Here's what I think.
How do you feel about it? A whole plane full of supplies we didn't hear about.
I think the Oculus Rift thing is great, and I think it's great that he's showing the capabilities. It's a little, fucked up to do it distasteful, to do it right now, like too soon type of deal.
Yeah. But why, though? Don't you think, I didn't hear what he was saying and stuff, but if he's going around like, look, and you know, we need to look at this place.
But he could have went anywhere. He could have said, hey, we're on Antarctica.
Isn't there a way to try to bring attention, like...
Sure, Vegas. He could have gone to Vegas.
Yeah. Look up at the window. It's broken. You know? I'm just saying, it's like, everybody is so fucking uptight. Everybody's so quick to judge. Everybody, you know... Everybody calm the fuck. Everybody, you need to worry about yourselves, okay?
Okay.
Worry about yourselves. Stop worrying about the fucking other people.
You hoopleheads.
What they're doing. You bunch of fucking hoopleheads.
Yeah.
But I hear what you're saying, though, and the fact that Mark Zuckerberg, the most recognized person almost in the world.
No.
He's showing how many millions of people are looking and seeing Puerto Rico. He's bringing attention to it, like you said, on a massive global scale. How many people use fucking Facebook? Everybody.
Yeah. And they were talking about Google was going to try to bring internet to Puerto, you know, by using these big weather balloons now to try to help out and shit.
Yeah,
really? That'd be dope.
Oh, you missed that, dude. They got these huge balloons over with satellite and shit.
That's genius. Yeah.
Well, that's what they were trying to bring. They were trying to do that all over the world now. They're trying to make it like you can just have internet anywhere you go.
Mm-hmm.
But you
have to have a balloon.
Yeah.
Hey, you got a hot air balloon?
Then you got to have a pump. Help me pump up my weather balloon.
There's going to be a balloon Uber service, and you can hit your Uber, and they'll find where you are, and they'll send a balloon to your location.
I'm waiting for a hooker
It'll
Uber
call
service.
Bloomber.
I'm waiting for a hooker service. Boober.
A boober.
I want to call
a hooker
boober.
Gets dropped off by a balloon.
Yeah, boober.
There
anyway, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm here with... the boober himself, Mr. Peter Leonard.
Yeah, I've had a great time.
And Elgin David.
See you next time, guys.
The Hoopla.
And Whirly Kid. We'll be actually back.
No.
Yeah,
we got straight from the headlines. We got some interesting stories.
Don't go
Did you know that in Dubai, the police may be riding hover bikes?
Oh,
I thought
cool
you would
that?
Like this.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Another story, a Detroit firefighter is in trouble because he brought a watermelon as a gift to the station.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Well,
who doesn't like watermelon? And that's what I'm saying. People are so uptight.
It is just political. This politically correct shit has just gone overboard.
It's gone
nuts. Can't bring a bucket of fried chicken and a watermelon into a fire house. Bless you. Then you know something motherfucking wrong, man.
All right. Well, that
bless you.
That voice is racist.
What's your, come on. and some.
Oh my God! This segment took a turn for the worse.
Yeah, this is no, and a bucket fucking of NAACP's on the phone.
Bucket of Kool-Aid.
Anyway, this is the Wiggle Lady Doug Show. We'll be right back with Straight from the Headlines right after this.
Hey, this is Pete Lee, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, because it's late, and I just woke up.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, and it's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of them. And Janet Schock, who can't stop talking about politics because she wants me to say that Trump sucks. Does that make you feel better? Does that make you feel like you actually are a better person now, Janet? Did you actually feel like you are winning?
Oh,
guess
God.
What? He's the president of the United States. He beat that dumb cunt Hillary.
That's right.
And
he'd like to grab you by the pussy.
That's right. That's the way it goes. Don't be a sore loser.
Yep.
Get over it.
Three more years of this shit.
That's right. You got three more years.
And then when he gets reelected, you'll all be surprised.
I don't think he'll get reelected. I don't know how a lot of people do.
I don't know if he's going to live out his presidency. You know?
We'll see what happens.
Oh, I love him.
Like I mentioned before the break, a hover bike riding police to patrol the streets of Dubai.
Mm. They don't have streets in Dubai, by the way. It's all sand, isn't it?
No, it's a beautiful place.
Really?
It's Millionaireville.
I know.
Yeah, everything's new. And,
yeah.
All right. So
don't they have a big dome over the thing now?
No, they don't have a big fucking dome over it.
I think they were going to do that. They were trying.
No, there's no such thing as a big dome over a city.
Air conditioned and all that shit. That was
a TV
show.
But this thing looks like there was a prototype of some guy and like it looks like a motorcycle, but it's like a drone. It has the four hover blades, you know, like a drone.
Yeah.
So,
That sounds awesome.
Can you imagine? What's that noise? Cop coming. Tavi Sek, Dubai police have unveiled a hover bike capable of flying 5 meters, or about 16 feet above ground. The high-tech crime-fighting vehicle was shown off to onlookers at a recent tech convention alongside a prototype robotic car.
Wow. You know, military's going to get that thing before anybody else gets their hand on it.
That's what they should.
Of course, but I'm saying military's going to be flying in like swarms of... Just and they'll probably have machine guns. They'll probably be radio controlled. They can set it up on like an app, almost as easy as that, and send 100 drones with military personnel on it with a fucking gun on it, and program the route. And it'll be you can program it not even forward, back, and left and right, but up and down, and
make them bulletproof.
They can just fly by, bat,
like
have
the Jetsons,
their targets.
Man. They look like the Jetsons, because that'd be cool.
Like with a little dome? You in domes today.
Now, listen, you know those guys? You know those things?
He got his fucking hair cut. He keeps thinking of domes.
You know those things with the on the water? They have those hydrojet things.
Hovercrafts.
Yeah, the one you strap on your back, you just zip around like James Bond and shit. This is unbelievable.
What are you talking about? The water jet boots?
But you have to be over the water.
And you got to be taxied by a fucking jet ski.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Well, I mean...
Do you have to be taxied by a jet ski?
Yeah, because a jet ski controls the mechanism. And, you know, and then you go... They got a big cord.
There is a cord attached to it. You're not loose out there.
Yeah, but there's a guy who has one that's just strapped to his feet.
Yeah.
With, like, a drone. Thinking. And he's flying around like Iron Man, almost like skate, but no water. It's just air.
Wow.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Flying. But I think it takes a lot of gas.
Yeah, the energy to do it.
You can only go for a short distance.
Right.
But with the drones... It's propeller blades. You can go for a long time with that.
What if you drink the gasoline and put a hose in your ass?
When the pilot of the hovercraft, can fly for up to 25 minutes and hit speeds
Holy
of
shit.
43 miles per hour.
Wow.
And carry up to 47 stone.
Can you see a fender bender up there? Can you see a guy, like two guys not paying attention? They just smash into each other. They're both chasing some douchebag and they fucking converge on.
Well, you know that.
That's my main complaint with flying cars.
Yeah, me too. Same thing.
If you break down, you're just straight down falling.
Yeah,
and you're falling on someone or something.
Yes,
you're taking the two worst accidents in the world. They say you know you have more likely a chance of having a car accident than dying, you know, flying on an airplane.
Right.
But you can't fly 30,000 feet out of a car.
Right.
You know, but usually the accidents on a plane, nobody walks away from.
Right.
You know. But now you have both. Now you have a flying car. Now you're having more accidents, and they're more devastating.
Yeah, have you ever seen those like stories where hundreds of birds fall out of the sky at one time?
Yes, sir.
Imagine what would happen if the cars and it was a traffic jam in a lightning storm.
They bring down. Listen, four fucking birds can bring down a jet.
Four, yeah. One can.
Right, right.
That's good because I'm flying tomorrow. Thanks, Peter.
I just got a new bird.
Yeah. Peter's going to be out.
Peter's going to be out there like the bird whisperer, sending it out.
I'm going to throw it at your bird. He's going to have a parakeet. Toss it at the fucking front of on a tarmac. Throw a fucking cockatoo. A cockatoo.
Peter's good with a cockatoo.
Yeah.
A Detroit firefighter.
Detroit. The Motor City.
Murder,
and Motown.
I flew out of Detroit.
Yeah.
When I went to Grand Rapids, it's much cheaper.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
I flew to Detroit, direct flight.
Yeah.
Drove 2 hours or so to Grand Rapids.
Michigan.
I flew Delta, and I got to tell you, I'm very happy with Delta lately. All the flight attendants, they all look like they got a raise.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They all got smiles. They're really nice.
Yeah. They're high as a kite.
They are. Detroit firefighter fired for bringing watermelon to the station.
It was a load of the vodka, though.
Earlier this month, 41-year-old Robert Pattison went to introduce himself to his fellow firefighters at Engine 55.
Wasn't he on that TV show?
At Joy in Southfield in Detroit, 2nd Battalion Chief Sean McCarty calls it a tradition for firefighters. It's not mandatory. It's voluntary, he says. You come in bearing gifts. The usual gifts are donuts, but you're allowed to bring whatever you want. And Pattison, a probationary firefighter, decided to bring a watermelon wrapped in a pink ribbon. We're told some African-American firefighters were instantly offended.
It was Detroit.
Since 90% of the people who work at Engine 55 are black.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. It was Engine 45, but they told them Colt 40, they didn't want the beer in the place anymore.
When you get your first detail at the firehouse, you pretty much know what you're getting yourself into, says Patrick Tout, so you would have to say it was probably a bad call.
Mm.
I just think lighten the fuck up. Who doesn't like fucking watermelon?
I know, and it's summertime. And
I'd rather have watermelon than fucking donuts.
Or fried chicken.
Yeah, but you mean if you brought fucking fried chicken and collard greens.
Can you imagine that? Holy shit, he'd have a fucking...
Mangoes.
Mangoes.
He probably could have got away with mangoes.
Grape Kool-Aid? What about grape Kool-Aid?
It's racially insensitive to bring watermelon into a firehouse. To some people, McCarty says.
That's fucking bullshit.
So now watermelon means racist?
You can't. Like the minute you mention watermelon, what are you talking about, man?
So right. You can't even talk about watermelon anymore.
You know how many eat watermelon in the summer?
Could you imagine you're at Publix?
Yeah.
And you're going to get a watermelon.
Right.
And you want to find out how much the price is, and you go and look, and the guy working the produce department's a black guy, and you're like, oh, I can't ask him.
Right. Oh, shit.
I don't want to start a whole fucking issue here.
Or what if somebody... They brought a watermelon up to the cashier, and the cashier was black, and the cashier's like, I'm not bringing that up. That's racist.
That's racist. You brought that watermelon to me on purpose. See, that's fucked up. That's the problem, people. Everything's
but watermelon's so good. You can't racially profile watermelon.
My wife gets watermelon every once in a while, the seedless ones.
Yeah.
Right? Like, who the fuck,
first of all, no, and this is not racial or an offense. The Asians love a watermelon.
They
love fruit, watermelon, oranges. It's nothing racial. It's cultural. And do you know that in China, they grow a fucking square watermelon?
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
And
you know why?
Why?
To store them. To stack them so you can ship them better instead of around. You can get more of them if they're square. You can fucking just load them into a... Isn't that brilliant?
That is interesting. Square. Brilliant.
Yep. I'm working
on it. In a statement, Jones says there is zero tolerance for discriminatory behavior inside the Detroit Fire Department. In Engine 55, a trial firefighter probation employee engaged in unsatisfactory work behavior, which is deemed offensive and racially insensitive in members of the Detroit Fire Department. I call bullshit. Right?
So now he's labeled as a racist, and now he's not going to probably get a job at another fire department.
And that's a fucking great job, being a firefighter.
Yeah,
but
sure
there's a lot of training and time that goes into becoming a firefighter. Yeah. And now he's just not going to be able to do that.
If I knew what I knew now, I would have been a firefighter when I was 20.
Mm-hmm. Could you imagine
you're already retired.
Can you imagine if you studied for fucking, I don't know how many years, to be a doctor,
and
then you go to your welcome party and you brought a watermelon, and then they say, no, fuck you, you can't work, you're racist, now you're in the news, you can't, and you spent so much time going to school to be a doctor,
yeah.
and now you can't use your degree because of a watermelon.
You go to the University of Pennsylvania med school, and right, and you go to this, you go to Boston, you're going to intern in a hospital, and you bring a bunch of crackers. You know we're white. That's offensive.
Yeah.
You went to MIT.
Oh, I mean, calm the fuck. You know, it's like, what the fuck? At least somebody was trying to bring something.
Mm-hmm.
They should be fired if they didn't bring something.
I agree, man.
Just saying. God, I'm just, you know, Pete, here's the thing. And this is why, Janet Schock, this is why I voted for Trump, because I'm sick and tired. Why should people have to change the way they act?
They shouldn't.
Why don't people just fucking change the way they interpret things?
Right.
Like, that's the problem. Everybody's getting fucked because the interpretation so loosely. Oh, you meant this. How the fuck? I love when I say something and somebody says to me, you know what you meant. You meant that. How the fuck? I know what the fuck I meant. I know what I meant. If you're going to try, you didn't mean that. You meant this. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
I meant what I fucking said. Mm-hmm. If you think something else and you got shit up your fucking ass. Former comic I used to work with used to have that problem. Every time I opened my mouth, the person would misinterpret it because he was an alcoholic and he interpreted things in his own mind and he always thought I was saying something bad. I'm like, you're a fucking idiot.
You talking about Bob?
No.
I'm kidding.
It's just the kind of person that hears voices.
Yeah.
You know
There's
what I mean?
A lot of those,
you know,
man.
You can't, like, you know people like that. You mm-hmm. can't say anything without them misinterpreting. Oh, what are you trying to say? Because they got issues. These people got issues. You can't say anything around them because they misinterpret everything because they hate themselves.
You know what? You're going to be right, man.
You know what I mean? So many people are so upset with their life. They're so discouraged about everything. They're so jealous about other people. You can't say anything to them without them fucking freaking out. It's like a comic. You know, comics say, what do you think? You can't tell them. You can't tell a comic the truth about their act.
It'll break them.
Yeah, they'll drop dead.
They'll fucking freak out. Oh, you're an asshole. Man arrested for allegedly marrying stepdaughter at age 12 and holding her captive for 19 years.
What?
Now, you talk about people that,
was
you
she
know,
pretty?
Is that, yeah, she was hottie, that's why. But it's like the guy in Cleveland, remember in Ohio?
What?
Remember the guy in Ohio? Castro.
Yeah.
Remember that had all the girls in the house?
Yeah, Raul Castro, and he hung himself his first day in jail.
Yeah, couldn't handle it.
First day in jail, because you know what? He was going to get fucking shanked and fucked and raped, and they're going to take his teeth out. Forget it.
Yeah.
Oh, it would have been all over for him, man. He would have been a woman in 15 minutes in jail.
An arrest has been made in the strange saga of a woman who told Facebook or FBI agents her stepdad had kidnapped her at age 12
yeah.
and held her captive for 19 years. Henry Michelle Pitt, 62, was arrested last week in Mexico and extradited to Oklahoma, where he was charged with rape, child abuse, and other offenses.
Mm-hmm.
Rosalind
Jaywalking?
Yeah.
He got up for jaywalking, too.
Really?
And yeah, he ran
cheated,
away.
He got in trouble for cheating on cable. Rosalind Michelle McGinnis, now 33, said she was able to escape last year from a filthy tent with 8 of her 9 children.
8 of 9 children.
Now listen,
hold on, 9 years?
You're having,
hold on.
19 years, Peter.
19 years. Keep so 12 up. Years old. She was 12 years old. She couldn't have had her first kid. She was maybe 15.
All right, I'm going to sit here while you
no,
try
figuring
to figure
out the math.
Wait, are you going to deny the fucking story?
No, but I'm saying it's that poor bitch. She was tortured, this girl.
Of course she was tortured. She was kidnapped.
Jesus Christ. They should lock this guy up forever. Where is he?
Her eldest child.
Her dog's pissed.
Is grown and escaped before her, she said. Now, how can you have these kids and go to the hospital and not go like, hey, this guy's fuck? You know what I mean? I mean, you know what I mean? I don't buy this shit half the time.
See, because they call that some syndrome. I forgot the name of it, where you're captive and they have
it's
you.
It's called
so,
Stockholm Syndrome?
Stockholm Syndrome, correct. And is that what happened to you?
You fall in love with your captor, and then you become dependent on them
Josie
to a point
me.
That you don't want to leave.
Josie told me that's what happened with you, too.
No, I'm telling you.
she said she worked it on you.
Have you ever seen a movie, The Room?
Yes.
Or Room. I think it's called Room.
It's called The Closet.
No. That's what you came out of.
Yeah, that's what you got to come out of, actually. She was...
I think it's called Room.
Yeah, she was beaten with a baseball bat, raped, stabbed, shot and choked unconscious during nearly 2 decades.
Was it a Hillerich or was it a...
He has been charged.
That's crazy.
McGinnis and Pete's children were dragged across states, including Texas, Montana, and Arizona.
Mm.
Ultimately, they landed in Mexico.
Oh, see, they like Mexico.
After 19 years of abuse and recovering from crude surgery to remove her gallbladder, McGinnis decided It was now or never. I knew that if I didn't get out there, she told magazine, I'd either go insane or I'd end up dying and leaving my kids with that man.
It's now or never. I run away. I've been captive for 19 years.
And just admit that you're gay.
Is that fucking terrible, fucker, man? But you're right about something. The fact that, and there have been other instances where people go to the store and go shopping. They send somebody out to go, you were kidnapped 5-10 years ago, whatever the fuck, and you're going to go to the store for this guy and go back. You're going to come back. You better come back. I'm going to kill your parents.
Well, I guess if
you have, kill your parents, they're not going to be here.
I guess if they have the kids, you can always say, look, you know, like,
Keep the kids.
Yeah. Well, go get the police, come back with the cops and get the kids. I mean, I don't know.
Listen. There's a lot of, you watch Law and Order? You know, Olivia Benson, her mother was raped, and she, you know, there's some resentment there when you're looking at a kid from a rapist.
Yeah.
When you're a mother, I think. You?
Yeah, of course.
What do you think?
When you're looking at a rapist?
No, when you have a, if you were raped, and you have a baby from
a person
who raped you, can you imagine the resentment looking at that fucking kid every day? I don't know, man.
No, and then also, I just saw, They're splitting custody between the dude and this woman.
Oh, the guy who molested his daughter, and now he's got custody of her kids.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, story I was going to pull up, but it, you know, I thought
this is a sick world we live in.
Yeah, absolutely.
A sick world we live in.
What's up, Nadeem Awad?
Hey.
Hey, Nadeem.
Did you get paid for that fucking Burger King commercial yet?
I got him.
No, but he goes in there, he steals all the ketchup he can. He gets the fuck out and Splenda.
I got a lifetime supply of ketchup, motherfuckers.
Get owned.
Straws. He's got more straws than anybody else.
Here's a story. Man calls in bomb threat to avoid paying a bar tab.
Oh, wow.
That's a great idea, man.
Right?
I'm going out to dinner tonight. I should do it.
Yeah, let's go to New York Prime.
Yeah.
let's order like a $500 order.
Right.
Run, everybody, run for your lives.
I've been in a bomb threat before, like in high school.
Yeah,
were you?
Somebody called.
They
in
did
a bomb
that during exams. They would try to get out to do good exams.
Really? Yeah,
had that happen once. A Pittsburgh man has been arrested after police say he called in a false bomb threat to try and get out of paying his restaurant bill. 40-year-old Barry Clapperton faces charges that includes threats to use weapons of mass destruction, public drunkenness, and false identification to police.
His name is Clapperton. His lawyer's name is Gonorrheaton.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
The witness says Clapperton tried to leave multiple times without paying for his meal at Primanti Brothers.
Oh my God, that's a famous restaurant, man!
Police were called to the scene, and another person paid for Clapperton's bill.
Oh, see, that's nice. I'm gonna try that.
Police say they were about to let the man leave when the bomb threat was called in to a nearby restaurant. Authorities say they used a stun gun to subdue Clapperton after he ran from the restaurant.
Wow,
that's hilarious!
See, if he was black, they would have shot him.
Right, stunning clap.
I mean, I don't know.
That's fucking hilarious. That's genius. He must have been wasted, though.
I mean, think about it.
To think that was a good idea. To promote.
Did you see the story? Did you see the story that happened? You talk about horrible, trying to create racial divide. The Miami New Times had a story about this weekend in Miami of a honor student, black, 22-year-old black woman who got shot by police. That was the story. Mm-hmm. But when you watch the video, she was drunk and plowed into a crowd on the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the cops tried to stop her, she tried to run over the cops.
Mm-hmm.
The cops shot at her and killed her.
Yep.
But the article read as if, you know, honor student was killed, black honor student killed by cops.
Right.
And the only thing that was reassuring as you read all the stuff from the post on Facebook was like, after they watched the video, I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you people?
Right. Well, first of all, the cops don't know who this person is, that they're an honor student or that they're a student. They see a crazy person trying to kill them. Boom, it's over.
She panicked. She fucking, she was drunk. She didn't want to get, she rather kill people than get caught.
That's stupid.
But that's the thing. The New Miami Times puts that on, that she's an honor student. Just to build that racial. Oh, well, let's get this. Let's really sell this newspaper by having this fucking shit on there.
They're riding the bandwagon of what's hot right now.
Why don't
now?
You just say some fucking drunk, stupid cunt got arrested? Was trying to avoid arresting by almost running over a cop and get shot?
Because it doesn't sell people
today like papers, to feel bad for the bad guys.
Yeah,
like I mentioned this yesterday on the show. They had a video on Facebook. Some Spanish guy was on top of a cop. and this big ass fucking cop was on top of him trying to pull him off and punching him in the back of the head.
Yeah, I saw that.
And people were like saying the cop's using abusive force. I don't give a fuck. If that guy is attacking the other cop trying to steal his gun, I don't care what you do to him.
Yep, I agree.
I don't give a fuck what you do.
Yeah.
And then, you know, my point was...
And then somebody jumped in from the crowd and tried to help handcuff the guy. And afterwards, the cop's like, just get the fuck back.
Well, they were trying to keep him from punching. They were like trying to keep... like
Right.
Don't interfere. And then the woman cop comes over and goes, okay, let me help you. Stop punching the guy. And that's fine. But the guy has a gun. You know, here's the thing. All these people are like, oh, you're being so mean to the guy. What if you just found out that he fucking raped your mom? Would you feel that bad about it?
Right, I totally
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, oh, what if it would be a whole different story if he got the gun and killed both of those cops?
Right. You know, every time, I can't believe the cops, they didn't use, and this one fucking woman on that one art about the woman, they said, this stupid, I read it, I don't like to make but this one woman was like, why did the cops try to shoot the tires out? keep watching Starsky and Hutch, you stupid fucking hooplehead.
Right.
Yeah, the car will explode when you hit the gas tank.
Exactly.
Which is bullshit.
I love that. Just shoot the gas tank. Shoot the tires. It's like when somebody says, why couldn't you just shoot him in the leg? Yeah, because that's easy.
Shoot his shooting arm, you know?
Yeah. Hit him with a the other thing is, why don't they tase him?
Right.
Listen, I've been on patrol with cops when they had tasers. Right. I've seen people get tased and still come running at you with a knife.
They don't work, you know? If your adrenaline's going, if you're on some kind of PCP or what do you kids call this other shit now?
Molly.
Yeah, Molly. Yeah. All
that's what the kids are doing.
What about the guy?
Flocka.
The Flocka and all that shit. You know,
bath
I'll
salts.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to stop that shit, man. These guys are eating people's faces.
Flocka.
Hey, what's up, Gary Santino and Tim Whipple? I've been trying to call you, Mr. Whipple.
You like
Flocka? Now, here's the thing.
What, Flocka? Did I try it?
Yeah.
Hell no.
What do you? Yeah, try it.
Hell
no. Right after I did some heroin. How funny was that, by the way, with the guy from Miami Dolphins lineman getting caught
God. That's probably the funniest. I saw one of the funniest memes. It's like, does a dolphin do cocaine like this? And then it was upside down with a straw coming out of the blowhole.
That's so funny.
How funny was it that he's a line coach?
Oh, yeah, that's good.
And here's the funniest part. You know, this guy's got a wife and three kids.
What's up, David Beck?
You know, so...
He's fucked.
When you watched, the thing was, on the video, he was saying he missed somebody. He was talking to a chick.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook Live or something.
You.
Yeah, I miss you. This always reminds me of you and I, because they do
the black
coke together.
Chick. It was the fucking coke. It was the chick that blew him in. She's a model in Vegas.
Oh, yeah?
She's a model.
Yeah.
Facebook in Vegas.
And that's funny. She outed him.
That's funny, though.
And her name is Spooge or something. So funny.
Well, I guess she did it in retaliation because with the Dolphins, with the kneeling thing.
Yeah, she said,
get out of here.
Yep,
that's what she said. That's why her reason was?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She had the guy on video from when he used to, you know, pile driver. And the guy was making, by the way, he was the highest paid offensive line coach in the league.
Really?
He was making like $2.5 million, this moron.
Wow.
For an offensive line coach, his head coaches that make three or four.
Wow. What a dumbass.
Well, first of all, you should never do videos of yourself doing things that are illegal or can jeopardize your job or career, especially if you make $2.5 million fucking dollars.
Right.
But you definitely shouldn't be sending this out to people who you don't know or trust.
This was at the Dolphin facility,
and third, not a fucking hooker.
Right.
It was so funny. Like, I mentioned this yesterday.
No one said hooker.
I mentioned this yesterday. I remember hanging out in South Beach. It was like 7 in the morning. You know, everybody's partying.
Mm-hmm.
And my buddy Rick, you know, there's girls there and stuff, but he's partying. Mm-hmm. And this girl's getting the camera out, and Rick... fucking smacked the camera and went flying and hit the wall. He's like, what are you, fucking crazy?
Like Sonny Corleone in The Godfather. He takes the camera from the FBI. Like, smashes it.
Speaking of crazy.
Yeah, it throws the money at him and leaves him at the wedding.
I love that scene.
Yeah. Speaking of crazy, by the way, nose hair extensions inspire the next hot beauty trend. Did you see this?
This is the dumbest thing ever, and I hate it.
I think it's a joke, to tell you the truth.
It is a joke. I think so, too.
I think somebody did it as a joke, because they take it wouldn't be that way if they didn't take the eyebrow.
That's what they did. They take the eyelashes, fake eyelashes.
Yeah.
They curl them in a circle.
That's what they are. They're extensions.
They put them in your nose.
They try to make your nose look like...
like it's hairy. Who the fuck wants to have a hairy nose?
But it comes out kind of decorative. It's not like sticking out like your uncle, you know, Fred.
Right.
Who never trims his...
Right.
And by the way, can they make a nose trimmer that lasts? Like, I've gotten them as gifts over the years, and, you know, they break.
Gifts.
They never last. You know, they never last.
That's a great gift to give someone.
I would love a good fucking nose trimmer. I got every once in a while.
When's your birthday?
It's like, what are you trying to say?
I'll get you a nose trimmer.
Right. So I'll get you one of those.
Let me get you an asshole cleaner. Yeah, get you an asshole cleaner.
Yeah, just give me your give me your fucking face.
Right.
Soap,
no, seriously.
Candles, perfume.
Right. Let me give you
trying to say I fucking smell.
Let me give you a gym membership. Hey, I got your gym membership.
You I got you some Glades plug in to stick up.
How often do you got to trim your nose hairs?
Never.
You never do. I do at this point. Every few weeks, I got to go in there and I got like a sideburn trimmer, one of these little things.
Uh-huh.
I got to go in there and angle it, you know. And sometimes I cut the, you know.
Well, your wife's a stylist.
That has to hurt.
I know, but I'm just
let her do a nice. Like listen, a nice listen. Duck,
put some feathers, like some layers in there.
Maybe she can. A little bleach job?
Yeah, a little like highlights in there. Yeah. Maybe go red. Fuck it. Be adventurous.
Go blonde.
I was thinking about bleaching my asshole. but you would never go in to get the bleach.
Oh, that's
nice. Throw out the tweezers and trimmers. Now nose hair extensions are a real thing. Maybe
for women, by the way.
The new trend stemmed from a post from an Instagram user named Gretchen Chen, who shared an image of herself wearing fake eyelashes coming out of her nose. Apparently, she did it as a joke, but now those nose hair extensions have caught an imagination of several beauty bloggers online. That would be a deal breaker.
I'm gonna put eyelashes, the same thing, but coming out of my ears. Ear lashes.
That's the head
extensions.
Of your dick. Wouldn't that be funny?
It looks like a caterpillar.
Looks like there's fireworks coming out of my cock.
Right. That'd be so cute, huh?
Now, here's a story.
You about know, a man named Brady.
You brought up like Scarface.
Yes.
But in also in the movie, well, you were just talking about it was Godfather. Yeah. You remember in the movie Bronx Tale?
I love the Bronx Tale.
All right. You remember the scene where the young guys, Colangelo, whatever his name is,
Colangelo. Let's call him C.
They call him C. They're all going to get in the car, and he says, "Get me the fuck out of the car." When they're going to do Molotov cocktails in the black neighborhood, and he got out, and then they all died. Right?
Wasted talent.
Yeah,
wasted talent.
Thank you.
Who that kid?
That's what Sonny kept saying. Wasted talent.
Oh,
thank you, Lord Father. Ground son spares him joyride that killed everybody in the car.
You know, my cousin, not to interrupt, I want to hear this story, but my first cousin many years ago, when they built the West Side Highway in Manhattan, all his friends went for a joyride. He said, "You know what? I don't really feel like doing this."
Right.
Got out of the car. Three of them were killed. All three of them, his best friends. Same shit. What happened to this story, man?
A driver who sustained only minor injuries was too young to drive legally. When Isaac LeMay got the message Sunday night inviting him to join five friends for a drive, his father ordered him to bed instead. It turned out to be a move that might have saved the 13-year-old's life.
What was his father doing with him in bed, though? I don't get that. Why did he order him to bed?
Not his bed, you dumb fuck.
Oh.
His bed.
Oh, I see.
Around 2 a.m. Monday, the 15-year-old behind the wheel of a car lost control on a curve along a base Duroc Boulevard near Joliette, north of Montreal, and crashed into a tree.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Two passengers, a 14-year-old and a 17-year-old, died.
Oh.
The other two passengers, aged 13 and 16, were taken to a hospital in critical condition.
Oh, fuck.
And never will get boners again.
Was it a maple tree, dude?
I don't know.
Because that's a fucking shame. I mean, they fucked up a
maple tree. Nice maple?
Well, they're known for their syrup in Canada. You know, you fuck up a maple tree, that's their part of their gross national product. What are you laughing at, dude? It's fucking true.
Because two kids died, and you're talking about the tree.
Yeah.
It's just funny. I love your angle that you always choose. crazy angle.
What kind of car did you have?
Making maple syrup for the pancakes of our land.
His father, Alain LeMay, said he had grounded Isaac after catching him trying to sneak out on Saturday night. Mm. When the invitation came from his friends on Sunday, LeMay decided to extend his son's punishment. He was supposed to go, but given that I'd caught him on Saturday night, he wasn't there, LeMay said. Looking upward, LeMay said, "Thank you, Lord.
You're not kidding.
For me being a douche.
And now I'll sleep with my father."
No, I'll do it every single time. Now, I mean, the dad's got hand. Like, he can say, "Remember last time you almost didn't listen to me?"
Yeah, go ask your friends what happened there, little man. Go see if your friends want to go with you. Go see if your friends want to jump off the roof, too. See if your friends want to go over the Battle of the Niagara Falls.
Go ask that crispy critter of your friend who died in a fire.
Right, your friends.
After learning of the crash, Isaac admitted to his father that he had been on a similar high-speed ride just last week. It's that feeling of freedom, Isaac explained. The reporters Monday, it's a trip for young people and can often turn out wrong.
Wow. Only the dumb die young. Isn't that what they say?
The driver who was too young to be legally allowed to drive sustained minor injuries. Usually the driver in a bad accident gets out best.
Yes.
The passengers get fucked up.
Yeah. Well, the passengers normally don't wear a seatbelt. The driver always does.
But also, the passengers are the least likely to expect it because they're not paying attention. Even though the driver's somewhat not paying, but like the driver will be able to brace first to know.
Well, there's something about being in that seat with the steering column in front of you, especially with airbags.
And an engine.
But they say if you're in an accident, it's the ones, if you don't see it coming, if you're more loose, you don't get fucked up as much.
Oh, it's better?
Yeah, because when you most people tense up and
break bones,
that's when you shatter.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's better to be ragdoll.
Like if you're drunk, like the drunk, listen, the woman who hit me 27 years ago, she was drunk as a fuck. Hits me head on. I'm all jacked up, broken jaw, gash in my face, head injury, neck injuries. She was fine. And they put her in the fucking ambulance with me, and she stunk of booze, and I'm like strapped in. I'm like this. I'm bleeding. I'm going.
Did you try to bang her?
I wanted to kill her. I tried to reach over. Fucking, she's going, what happened? What's going on?
I can't hear you, Peter. I don't know if
she goes, what happened? What's going on? Why am I, what's going on? She's babbling like a drunk. And I said, if I could reach your fucking, I'm going to strangle you. I'm trying to fucking reach across the journey next to me. I want you to tight. You better shut the fuck up. I swear to God. And it's, I said, Anderson, I said, you know, to all the new things.
Well, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I want to thank Mr. Peter Lerner for joining us today.
Let's go another hour.
And, of course, Elgin David.
Yeah.
And no show tomorrow, guys. I'm going to be in New York. Go to my Facebook page for dates. I'm going to be at Dangerfields. I'm going to be at Greenwich Village Comedy Club. I'm going to be at Gotham Comedy Club, 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock show this Thursday.
Right.
I'm going to be at Broadway Comedy Club, so check it out.
It's going to be at Papaya King on 86th Street.
That's right. And like I said, for more dates, go to DougieAlmeida.com. You can follow the show on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. You can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Dougie Dangerous and join our fan page on Facebook. Elgin?
Follow me at Elgin David Comic.
Peter?
Food for Thought Radio Show.
There you go. Thanks for listening, guys, and we'll be back next week with all new shows right here at the same spot. Take care.
Bye-bye.
People on Earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. Thick beaming light hit the ground. Everyone felt the sound of their heartbeat. Every man, every woman, every child. They passed the limits of imagination to the door, to the world. Journey of a thousand lifetimes with the children.